Blessed be the one holy and living God.
Glory to God forever and ever.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Give us grace, O Lord, to answer readily the call of our Savior Jesus Christ and to proclaim to all people the good news of his salvation, that we and the whole world may perceive the glory of his marvelous works, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Please be seated for the lessons.
A reading from the book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, "Get up, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah set out and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly large city, a 3 days' walk across. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's walk, and he cried out, 40 days more, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast, and everyone, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil ways, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them. And he did not do it. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Thanks be to God.
Oh,
A reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. I mean, brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let even those who have wives be as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, and those who buy as though they had no possessions, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now, after John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. It was 1947. And the Second World War was over. The small community in Fresno County, where I was born and raised, had counted its dead and wounded and was moving on. I was in the fifth grade at the Alvina Grammar School, a four-room school set down in the midst of fields of grapevines, peach and apricot trees, alfalfa, and lots of cows. The school was the epicenter of that ranching community. Everybody knew everybody, and most of the people there had been students in that school. Of course, there were no after-school activities, no soccer games, no activities like that. After the principal, who was also the seventh and eighth grade teacher, rang the final bell, we got on our bikes and headed home for afternoon chores. Except, of course, those who had to stay after school because of having behaved badly or to finish uncompleted homework. One alumnus of the school, who was a college student at Fresno State, decided to form a group of boys in the fifth through eighth grades. It was called Gray Y because it was affiliated with the YMCA. We met once a week after school for games, crafts, and a talking circle, and his mother's cookies. His name was Richard, and he later became an esteemed high school principal. We talked about behavior on the playground and in class, bike safety, dealing with bullies, and rarely, but occasionally, girls. Richard would listen and occasionally comment, but sometimes would give a talk about something he thought was important for us to know. One of those talks remains vividly imprinted in my consciousness to this day. That afternoon, he produced a ball from his coat pocket. It was about the size of a tennis ball, except it had a smooth surface. He passed it around for us to examine. It was unmarked, except he had written on it the numeral 2, the letter lowercase I, and lowercase t. That was all. We pondered, wondered, and after an appropriate length of silence on our part, he revealed the secrets of the ball. It's around to it. Around to it. What followed was a lively discussion about getting things done, especially as regards homework and chores at home in a timely manner. No dawdling around, or whenever I get around to it. He pointed out how things can get completely out of hand if they're not attended to promptly. To this day, I remember that ball and that afternoon in 1947. I have to admit my resolve is sorely tested when it comes to some tasks, like cleaning out my tool shed or organizing my books or writing a sermon. Each of our lectionary readings today speak of the need for urgent action. They speak of dropping everything else in order to attend to the more important thing. Jonah doesn't hesitate the second time when God calls him to go to the city of Nineveh and warn the people of that wicked city that unless they repent, their city and all it stands for will be destroyed. Get up, he says, go to Nineveh. Now, by this time, Jonah has experienced another, what we might call an action-forcing event, which he had in the belly of a large fish. And he had learned the hard way that procrastination is not the way to respond to God when God calls. Paul, in response to some questions from the leaders of the church in Corinth concerning marriage, warns the Christians there, look out, time is short. And he advises them to get on with their ministry and get rid of anything in their lives. He feels such a sense of urgency that he makes some rather radical requests. That's how important he feels it is that they get on with the work. And then we come finally to Mark's account of the calling of Simon and Andrew to be Jesus' followers. They're busy men with jobs, families to support. But at a few words from an unknown stranger walking down the beach, they drop what they're doing and follow him. The same thing happens a little further down the beach when Jesus sees James and John and calls them. They too have jobs and are busy working in the family fishing business with their dad. They just dropped the fishing nets they're mending, leaving their father behind slack-jawed with disbelief, and follow Jesus down the beach. There are no hesitations. There's no, okay, Paul, thanks. We'll see what else is going on, and we'll see to those suggestions you put in place just as soon as we can get around to it. There's no, oh, right, God, I'll get over there to Nineveh just as soon as I can get around to it. And by the way, God, you wouldn't do that to me again, would you, God? There was no, okay, thanks for the invitation. As soon as we get these nets fixed, we'll give you a call. And your name was? On May 21st, 2023, we engaged in an all-parish conversation. Remember? We reviewed our parish mission statement. Remember it? Somebody told me that things like that are things you should be able to say quickly with a gun pointed at your head or an elevator speech. And what was our motto? What was our mission statement? Rooted in faith, growing in hope, reaching out in love. Rooted, growing, reaching out. The Catechism in the Book of Common Prayer says this: the mission of the Church is to restore all people to unity with God and each other in Christ. And how does it do that? The Book of Common Prayer continues, the Church pursues its mission as it prays and worships, proclaims the gospel, and promotes justice, peace, and love. What an assignment. Rooted, growing, reaching out. That's a lot of work. Wonder if we're up for it. The rector can't do it alone. The clergy can't do it by themselves. The vestry can't even do it by themselves. Committees, commissions can't do it by themselves, and the staff can't do it alone. We can only do it when we're all in. All of us. All of us together, not hesitating, not procrastinating, not waiting until we can get around to it. Next week, we'll have our annual parish meeting. We'll be asked to approve the parish budget for the coming year. We'll elect new members of the vestry and delegates to diocesan convention. And we will hear reports from our rector and from various committees. And then what? What will we do then? Will we heed the call of God to move out, rooted in faith, growing in hope, reaching out? Will we pray that God will move us deeply and profoundly into the tasks to which God is calling us in this place, in this time? Will we pray that we won't leave that meeting to let things go until we can get around to it? I wonder. Amen.
Please stand as you are able and join me as we affirm our faith, saying the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the Church and the world.
Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all the nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your honor and glory. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all whose lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation.
We pray for peace in all areas of the world experiencing armed conflict, and especially in Gaza and Ukraine. For all those affected by natural disasters, especially the winter storms and extreme cold in the United States. We pray for Matty, beloved companion. And we pray for Carol G., Garda J., Catherine C., Pat H., Tony C., Mary C., David S., Presiding Bishop Michael Curry, J. B., Kimo and Deb K., Aaron, Lynn B. and Stefania S., Michael L., Linda and John, Jim and Kathy W., and Frank and Diane S. I invite you to add your own intercessions at this time, either silently or aloud.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled. And we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom.
We pray for the repose of the soul of Rick Staub and for his family and friends who mourn.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, we confess sinned against you, wanting your will in our lives. We have denied your goodness in each other, in ourselves, and in the world you have created. We repent of the evil that enslaves us, the evil we have done, and the evil done on our behalf. Forgive, restore, and strengthen us through our Savior Jesus Christ, that we may abide in your love and serve only your will. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. And the peace of the Lord be always with you. Share a sign of God's peace. Oh, there we go. Good morning, everyone. Please be seated for a few announcements. Where am I? If you're wondering why I'm here, Pamela is ill again this week and decided to take one more week off to get better. And I was already scheduled to be here for Godly Play. So I want to give thanks to Diane and Sherry, who are doing Godly Play, so I can be here. Now, as Ernie told you, next week is the annual meeting. So don't miss being here, right? Be here at 10 o'clock. There'll be an annual meeting. There's no 8 a.m. meeting, in case you were thinking of going to that one instead. And there's a sign-up sheet in the back for in the narthex to bring finger food snacks for after the meeting. Gabe, back there, do I need to make any announcements for anybody online regarding the annual meeting? Stick around. Okay. It will be broadcast as fast as he can get it up and running. So that's that. I wanted to point out there is a film. It's showing in Woodland on Tuesday at 4 and 7 p.m. It's a one-day-only event about love and the Episcopal Church and the presiding bishop, so you don't want to miss that if you can get away with it. And the other thing I wanted to do to mention, one of the questions that's often asked of a congregation or a vestry when you're thinking about what your mission statement is going to be is, what would people in the community say they missed if you weren't here? And so I wanted to pass on an answer for you in case you needed one sometime. Yesterday I was at Davis Community Meals and a man came up and said, thank you for the volunteers and for the church for making this space and this meal available so we can come in out of the rain and have a hot meal. So your generosity is much appreciated. Are there other announcements? See, the problem here is Margaret hides behind the eagle and I can't see her because she is the keeper of all announcements. Any other announcements? No. All right, but I know we have celebrations and milestones.
We do. We have two birthdays to celebrate this week. Catherine Capel Davenport and Marianne Wilcox are both having birthdays this week, so happy birthday to them.
Any others? Yeah. It's your dad's birthday. Another birthday. Three birthdays this week. All right. Well, let's say the celebration and milestone prayer. It's on page 6. And let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall. And in your hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And then one final word about communion here. If you like to drink from the cup or only want to receive the host in your hand, come up to this side. On the other hand, if you like your host dipped in the wine, come up to this side. And in both stations, we have gluten-free bread available, and I think that's all you need to know. So let us walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is truly right and good and joyful to give you thanks, all holy God, source of life and fountain of mercy. You have filled us and all creation with your blessing and fed us with your constant love. You have redeemed us in Jesus Christ and knit us into one body. Through your Spirit, you replenish us and call us to fullness of life. Therefore, joining with angels and archangels and with all the faithful of every generation, we lift our voices as we sing. Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of the universe and giver of life. You formed us in your own image and called us to dwell in your infinite love. You gave the world into our care that we might be your faithful stewards and show forth your bountiful grace. But we failed to honor your image in one another and in ourselves. We would not see your goodness in the world around us, and so we violated your creation, abused one another, and rejected your love. Yet you never ceased to care for us and prepared the way of salvation for all people. Through Abraham and Sarah, you called us into covenant with you. You delivered us from slavery, sustained us in the wilderness, and raised up prophets to renew your promise of salvation. Then in the fullness of time, you sent your eternal word, made mortal flesh in Jesus, born into the human family and dwelling among us. He revealed your glory. Giving himself freely to death upon the cross, he triumphed over evil, opening the way of freedom and life. On the night before he died for us, our Savior Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." As supper was ending, Jesus took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed, which is poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Remembering his death and resurrection, we now present to you from your creation this bread and this wine. By your Holy Spirit, may they be for us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And grant that we who share these gifts may be filled with the Holy Spirit and live as Christ's body in the world. Bring us into the everlasting heritage of your daughters and sons, that with all your saints past, present, and yet to come, we may praise your name forever. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, to you be honor, glory, and praise forever and ever.
Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, we now pray first in Spanish and then in English. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado sea tu nombre. Venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad, en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día. Perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal.
porque tuyo es el reino, tuyo es el poder, y tuya es la gloria, ahora y por siempre. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Thank you.
Let us pray. God of abundance, you have fed us with the bread of life and cup of salvation. You have united us with Christ and one another, and you have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. Now send us forth in the power of your Spirit, that we may proclaim your redeeming love to the world and continue forever in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen.
Amen. Susan and Bob, we send you forth bearing these holy gifts that those whom you visit will share in Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body because we all share one bread and one cup. Our prayers go with you.
And God's blessing be with you, Christ's peace be with you, and the Spirit's outpouring be with you, now and always.
Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.